Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, fam. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Oh, pretty early. Yes, yes, yes. But you know, this information I got, it just couldn't wait. It couldn't wait. And I want to thank you for being a part of To Liberate This Morning with your host, Ram K. And today, this morning, you want to know what's so pressing? Is the prison industrial complex. What is the prison industrial complex? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Better known or also known as PIC. So when you hear those terms, PIC, Prison Industrial Complex, I really think it's time that we take an honest, open look at what these terms and what these things really are. And for the next 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to do my best to give you a brief, condensed version, but also hopefully informative information that you can use, because we're all family in this. It's affecting our brothers, our fathers, our sons, our nephews, our uncles, our cousins, Bo and them, Johnny and them down the street. This is really, truly a poor problem. Though his research and through his research and impact, the prison industrial complex helps secure the authority of people who get their power through racial, economic, and other structural privileges. White people, American citizens, people with property, people with money, by defending the current power distribution. Okay? Therefore, it benefits government and industry, as well as those individuals who already hold power in our society. The processes by which this unequal power is garnered and maintained include creating dominant media images that perpetuate stereotypes of people of color, i.e. black males in particular, poor people, queer people, immigrant youth, you know, etc. And you portray these people as criminals, delinquents, or a deviant, earning huge profits from companies that provide goods and services to the prison industrial complex, facilitating political gains, increasing the influence of prison guards and police unions. And this, by this doing this, you are eliminating social and political dissent by people of color, poor people, immigrants, and others who make demands for self-determination and reorganization of the power in these United States of America. All right? The United States currently locks up more than 2 million people in cages and holds about 6.6 million people under some form of correctional supervision. You know, whether they're in prison, probation, or parole. Now think about that. Okay? 6.6 million people, first of all. The state and the media have joined forces to paint a picture of danger lurking around every corner in an attempt to rationalize the use of a police state. I mean, this is the content and this is really the purpose. Okay? Like all industries, in a capitalist system, the prison industrial complex requires an ever-increasing quantity of raw materials, and that is in the form of the prisoners itself, to maintain itself, regardless of the actual crime rates, regardless, basically, if the person is really innocent or guilty. And now you got a situation here in Milwaukee where we are very, very close, and all across the country, of privatization of prisoners. And once that becomes official, most of you by now are aware of the Republican wing that is taking full force all across the country, that is trying to push us back to time well, I guess, in the memory banks of most of us who are alive today. Most of us only seen films and maybe were children when the civil rights era was going on. But now we get ready to get pushed back into an era that our grandparents experience. We're going back into Jim Crow. And if you really, really look at the 14th Amendment, look at it real good. And quit talking about, I got all these rights. I got these rights. I got these rights. And rights this and rights that. Because once you really realize just how wicked and how clever this demon has been to you, you really gonna realize you ain't never had no rights in the first place. And if you were emancipated, what does that mean? You know, what does emancipated mean? Okay, you were freed. You know, you were so-called freed, correct? Okay, but slavery is abolished unless you are a prisoner or some form of servitude, indentured servitude. Well, we don't have indentured servitude today. So slavery is legal. And as soon as I get you a part of this criminal justice system, you have now re-entered into the days before 1865. Very simple. Or the days of 1940, and when you didn't have the right to vote. And you look at the sweep across the country to take away your right to vote. Okay? And for you not to connect the dots and to see that this is all aimed at our destruction, this to me is worldwide news. This to me should be the top of every news station, every nightly story that leads off, as opposed to showing young black males who are involved in some type of gang activity. Why don't we flip the script and show the guys with the suits on that are involved and engaged with much more high military and much more intelligent type of gang activity? This is the perception that the American people has been given. This is the one that we're satisfied with. Although some people believe that prison, police, and the surveillance make us safer, and that the more people we lock up, the more closely we watch suspicious people, that we become safer. And that's irregardless and despite the repeated findings that show that no clear link between the numbers of people locked up in cages and the crime rate. I mean, there is no link between the people that we lock up and that a crime rate is going down. That's a community and a family issue, okay? And to be honest with you, it's really not a government issue. It's really not. And I'm going to give you the perfect example why I can tell you that this government, this United States of America, is not interested in your rehabilitation. It is not interested in the you bettering yourself, so, and nor is it interested in stopping crime. That is not the part and the and parcel of what this government can do, because you're going to lose too many jobs. You already don't have any. The biggest seller that we have, the biggest things that we produce over in America is drugs and guns. We consume the drugs, we produce the guns, and we sell them. So at this point, I don't see why anybody can deny or argue the fact that human bodies are really capital gain, because there is no other product. There is no national product. We don't chop cotton. We don't pick it anymore. And most of the jobs are garnered in overseas, and they're off with NAFTA. They're all overseas. So this is a real big business. How can we be 13% of the population and over 60% of the prison population? These numbers are staggering, and they're incredible when you stop looking at the as just that they're in jail and start looking at the prison system as actually a big business. Because once you start doing that, then you're going to understand that why so many felities, why the criminal justice system is actually pushing lawmakers to make even more laws, okay? Not even enforcing the ones on the books, just make more laws so therefore we can have more felonies and we can have more traps for you to fall in. And most of us are running around in our own little circles as long as everything is going okay for us right now. We don't really care about nobody else. But you are going to be affected by this prison industrial complex, whether you want to, whether it's you personally, whether it's someone again that you know. And what we've done, we've highlighted, and there are these important components that go together. They're all connected, And our job is to find our way through the maze. Would y'all agree? Absolutely. You know, before I get going too much on this, I want to make sure I give out the number for y'all to call in. If you got any questions or if you just want to listen, give me a call. 310-982-4136. Again, that number is 310-982-4136. And if you just want to listen, no problem. If you want to make a comment, just push the little button on there that says comment, and I'll be glad to put you in, okay? Because it is. It's very important that we keep this on the forefront, especially that it's getting warm. You know, this is a great time with all the festivals and most of the cities and people be out there wilding or just having what they consider fun. Remember, if you get too far out of hand, you will become part and parcel of the prison industrial complex. I see how they arrest more people when the weather is warm, of course, than any other time, and you can understand why. So they're really looking at this like a tax time, a rebate time. Let's don't make it easy for them, okay? Let's don't make it easy. You know, our criminal justice system is broken. It needs repair, you know. In my belief, the prison industrial complex does exactly what it is designed to do. Disappear and kill precisely the people who present the greatest threats to state power. People of color, the poor people, social and political dissenters, non-citizens, and youth. See, these are the people who really hold in their minds a threat. The numbers are growing. The poor numbers are growing. The people of color numbers are growing. So, the components of the prison industrial complex are as follows. Since the prison industrial complex is such a big and broad system, you know, it's also helpful to break it up into pieces. And what follows is an examination of the core elements, okay? Criminalization. To put it simply, criminalization is a process through which certain actions become illegal. Actions become crimes only after they have been culturally and legally defined as such through a process such as legislation, court rulings, and institutional policies. Ideas about what is criminal extend for far beyond specific actions. However, you should understand that criminalization is also what happens when entire groups of people or particular social circumstances, like the homeless, youth, or queer people, are targeted by law enforcement officers for surveillance, for punishment, and control. The criminalization of homelessness, for example, includes the control of homeless people through a law that make everything from public urination to sleeping in the park to participation in informal economics, for example. Street vending in major cities like in New York, illegal and punishable. Now, you understand what I'm saying? So, we're going to take away your ability to, you know, sleep in the park. Even though it might not be bothering nobody, actually, the harm is more to me than anything. But if I make it a law that says you can't sleep in the park or they can't, you know, whatever, and I'm going to make this particular issue a crime, well, okay. The criminalization of women who use drugs include powerful new laws that can send pregnant women to prison if a doctor or a hospital reports evidence of drug use during their pregnancies. Now, in some states, policies that impose a lifetime ban on access to cash assistance and public housing for people convicted of drug-related crimes. This is also criminalization of being poor. And you criminalizing poor women, particularly, and who I'm more concerned about is my subgroup, and that's black and Hispanic people. Rather than treating addiction as a health problem, the doctors have turned it into a damn informant, and now the patient is not a damn criminal. So when you go to the doctor and if there's any trace that you have used drugs, as opposed to you coming, now you've become part and parcel of their madness, when the doctor that's probably treating you is going to go home and go into his little bag or someplace and take him something home, maybe for him and his friends. See, this is the kind of hypocrisy that you're dealing with on every particular level. The criminalization of youth of color includes direct incorporation of police forces into the school security, as well as laws in many cities that bar young people from congregating in groups as small as three on the street corner. In my city, that is the rule. That is the law. Now, I want you to see how all this is garnering your police state. Okay? You needed, I think they tried to, if I'm not mistaken, I think you need like 84 legislators to get something into, to make a new law as like a terrorist act, or what we've seen happen with the Patriot Act. And when Timothy McVeigh, quote unquote, did the bomb in Oklahoma, there wasn't enough people dead in order for them to pass at that time. So what they did was they had to concoct another bombing, okay, which was the World Trade Center the second time. And this time, you know, way more than what the 64 people lost their lives. So therefore, it gave them the ability to enact this Patriot Act, which entailed on us a police state, okay? So now we have police officers that we pay taxes to operating in our community like a damn occupy force. Okay, you can't gather on the street corner. What is any different than this in Nazi Germany? You tell me, what is the difference? Because I don't understand it. And actually, we've given all this power away. How many of us were excited about that? Oh, you know, what's what we need? Tough on terrorists. Tough on terror. Now you're going to be the terrorist. You're going to be the terrorist in your own country. Now your first component, again, is your criminalization and then your media. What role does the media play? How many nights have you looked at the ABC news poll and see 90% of the news stories that lead off are young black males? Couple that with stories like America's Most Wanted, Law and Order, 48 Hours, you know, all these things. This is all political, okay? And it's taking advantage of people that have mental illnesses, people of color, people that are poor. The media has played a pivotal role in cementing who and what we understand and who we see as criminal-minded people. I see you out there, caller. Thanks for being with us this morning. You know, this is the dynamic. This is the media has played a pivotal role in cementing this in our minds. Okay. According to a poll at ABC News, 76% of the public said that they developed their opinions about crime as a result of the news stories, while only 22% based their opinions on information gained through personal experience. Now you think about that. They're looking at the damn news, and this is how they're getting the idea of how bad crime is, not from their actual experiences or the people around them. So this is an actual mind screw. This is, again, your mind being controlled. We did a program about that. Are we controlled? This is it. 22% of y'all, you know, will only base it through what has happened to you on a personal level. Most of y'all going just by the sound bite that you got on the 6 o'clock news. That's insane. Then you got surveillance. I'm sure most of you have noticed by now, especially if you live in an urban area, that you have cameras. And you got them all in the street lights. You got your cameras all up and down major thoroughfares to monitor our activity. The close observation of an individual or a group under suspicion. This is one of the primary tactics of the prison industrial complex. Physical and electronic monitoring includes video, audio, mail, and email surveillance, and is used to keep track of people's communication and physical actions. Okay? Used in some cases as a scare tactic, particularly in the case of political dissidents like me. The threat of surveillance is sometimes employed to encourage people to censor their statements and their actions. One of the most common forms of surveillance is the use of informants to gain access to groups being surveilled. They build relationships with people for the express purpose of securing information about and sometimes disrupting the activities of the organization and these people that are under suspicion. You know, that right there just let you know, it can't be done without help. So you got people that are infiltrating, sitting next to you, helping cement your demise. And in fact, help walk you down the road of prison industrial complex living, basically. So as opposed, it seems now that we're living in a society that will allow you to be incarcerated. In fact, it wants you to be incarcerated. So it will look for every avenue, every opportunity, every space that they can muster up to have you a part of the prison industrial complex. Now, does that sound like an actual free nation? When we start talking about the freedoms and does this really sound like a free nation? That's why when you hear me say America, you hear the three K's in there very, very specifically, and I mean it just that way. And when we say that, that's because this is what's hidden in the fiber of America. Racism, capitalism, politics, all unbridled capitalism is mad. It is, it is an experiment that has failed, because people will always choose money over human life. And when you, as a majority, when that spirit permeates your government and it just really is the status way in which you maintain business, then you realize that nobody and nothing is sacred. Because for a buck, you are expendable. And if somebody can get a buck off you, why would I care about anything? Why would I even care about rehabilitating you if I put you into a prison? If there's money involved off of you, I mean, and if we're talking $48,000 a year per criminal, most jobs that you have, I'm sure you'd be very hard-pressed, unless you got tall credentials, that you're going to be paid $48,000 a year. But yet and still, the hypocrisy of housing a criminal, and even a murderer for that fact, somebody that's in there for life. This is all big business. Okay, so again, we have a criminalization, and I know we're running out of time. We have a policing, right? We have a criminalization, right? Now, once we have the criminalization set up in place, then we have the media set up in place. Then we have the surveillance, okay? Last but not least, or the best, is the policing, okay? The police make who they want to be the target, which I think is very, very dangerous when you talk about a group of people who have been definitely given the jurisdiction and been given governing the power to take your life without question. That's a hell of a job, okay? So now when you put the people that are involved in this policing, no one is policing their character, but they get their images from the television. So, as we've seen, the choices are also made within the larger picture of a system of policing that is set up to target poor people, people of color, and people who do not conform to socially acceptable behavior on the streets or in their home. Police frequently target women, queer people, people of color, young people who are simply based on their appearance or behavior. While obviously the police are on the street to stop and stop or solve crime, their mere presence is a means of enforcing social control. Furthermore, policing routinely incorporates violence to maintain its systematic power over you, as well as the individual power of the police officers. Deep. And in my city, I mean, we have a problem, and I'm sure like in yours, of police brutality. So who's at the gate? Who's at the gate? And we're not even going to go to the court system, because there's no justice there. There is just us. And at some point, we will have to really, really take an honest look at this prison industrial complex. I mean, making money is one thing. Human chattel, cargo. The prison system now is just like the holds of slave ships. They're full of black people. Strapped. You know? I really, personally, think that there are so many people who are in jail for drug addiction, crimes that maybe have been committed because of a drug addiction of some sort. And I think it would be wise to treat those dynamics, if you wanted a healthy society, as opposed to just throwing the person away and locking up and throwing away the key and having the taxpayers pay $48,000 a year for his upkeep. He probably could be a better asset out here on the in the community. This complex system has to be addressed. This complex system has to be broken down. This is what governs us as a people. This is what people of color, poor people, are going to have to really, really, really become more conscious of the traps that are there for us. Because the prison industrial complex is set up for us. Most of the prisons are set up in rural areas, areas that you had nothing but particularly farmers and people that raise corn. These towns and cities are coming up now because they're building prisons. And guess what? They're putting your brothers, your loved ones, in these towns. They're using them for a population grant. Although they're not an integral part of society, but they're getting more benefits because they can take each one of those persons and get money from the federal government as they are a citizen in their town. So now these farmers with a fifth or third grade education are getting jobs in these prisons. And they don't have to worry about Farm Aid anymore or Willie Nelson circling the country trying to raise money for them. They don't have to. Y'all remember when that was a big thing and everybody wanted to raise money for the farmers? What happened? Man, they ain't got to worry about that no more. They got the prison industrial complex. And now their towns are coming up off of our loved ones. And this has got to stop. This is something we have to be aware of. You're going to have to get in touch with your legislators, your political leaders, your state senators, your all the persons, your county executives, and actually begin to look at where your money is being funded, and begin to make a stink about this. Nothing can be done if you just looking at stuff going saying, "Oh damn." But when you find yourself locked up behind some bars, okay, for whatever reason. Then you're going to wish that somebody did look into this prison industrial complex with a much more thoughtful and an open eye when they come for you and your family and you get bottled up in this mess, this new state of slavery. Then you're going to want everybody to come to your aid. I just say try to do it on the front end, and that way help may come to you if you do get involved. If you get involved before it happens to you, and you have a better chance of having something happen for you, because it's almost inevitable that they're going to get a hold to you. That's the way they want it. And until we wake up and do something about it, that's the way it's going to be. So till next time, I want y'all to stay easy. You got to bang on that beast daily, okay? Stay liberated, and through education and liberation, you will be free. I thank you for joining me. Thank you, too, caller, for being out there. One long caller, I really appreciate you to make a comment, but I'm glad you're here. And I want to tell y'all all, I appreciate you here, being here this morning. Ma'at Hotep. Till next time. Honestly.
divine quality. And none of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now.